Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters,
keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. Good afternoon, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And on today's show, joining me over the phone is Funky Banjoko. So, Funky, first off, I appreciate you taking a couple minutes, and you've now announced that you will be running for council in Ward 1. Just to start off, before we get into why you wanted to, try your hand in politics, for those who maybe just don't know who you are, can you just share a little bit about yourself?
I'm a mother, a parent. I walk full time. Originally from Nigeria, I've lived in different countries and different cities, and got to Fort McMurray in 2011. I'm a supply chain professional, and I have about 30 years of experience in different companies and countries, and here we are since 2011.
Okay.
And since I arrived here, I've connected very well in the city. I attend a church. The name of the church is RCCGTLH, for the Lord's Heritage. I'm active in my community, the Nigerian Canadian Association of Fort McMurray. I've worked in volunteering a lot with the city community services committee. I came to the city in 2011. By 2012, I believe January, I started volunteering with the city's community services committee. And thereafter, also volunteered with Community in Bloom. I'm currently on the Immigration Advisory Table and volunteer in the Nigerian community and in my church. So I'm just all over the place working and connecting with different people of different demographics, different origins, it doesn't matter, and just supporting any positive cause that I can engage with.
So it sounds like you've had a busy 10 years here in the region so far. And I'm curious as to why you want to go from, this big volunteer aspect of your life to maybe trying to get into politics. What was the main driver for that?
Well, I would actually say, I've always had... it's like I come from a family of very active political people. My mother was a councillor. She's late. My father also was in politics and later worked as a customary court magistrate back in Nigeria. So. And my mom was a teacher, so it's been things to do with people, to do with setting policies, getting active in, ensuring that the right things are done for the people. I think I grew up in that kind of environment. But generally speaking, I wasn't thinking of politics. When I came to the city, I was actually thinking of to kill boredom. I needed to do... connect with people, do lots of services. I lived after migrating live in Nigeria. I was in United States. I was in Chicago. And then after then, Toronto. So coming to Fort McMurray is a completely different ball game, more quiet. But I came after being hired by Nexen. Now they are called CNOC. So they actually brought me to the city. And I think I was actually looking to see how to spend my time in a quality way. And I just wanted to be active, and that was the driving force then. And all the while, I didn't really know that I was being prepared for something bigger and stronger participation in the community. So, but having been involved in all these committees, I also felt that I could do more after. I mean, I'm well connected with the women's group, with the religious groups, with the city itself. And I thought in my engagement in communication, I see that there's need. And I've also have been in this city long enough to see that this city looks more like a transit place where people just come and go. Mm-hmm. I've done more of send-off than the welcome. So I started looking at why do people just come, maybe for the money, the excitement initially, and after a while, it fades out and people just leave. So I felt I could lend my voice, I could lend my own fresh ideas as to how we can transform this city from being a transit place to a place where people actually live happily. Mm-hmm. And that means somebody who knows both what the needs of the people are and can also have some suggestions, having lived in different places and also with my interaction with people. And I feel I have a strong voice and a strong opportunity to participate. And that's why I said, okay, I'll step in. And initially it started more of jokes. People, to me, it was a joke, like when people tell me, would you run for mayor or will you run for the council? I used to think, oh, that was a joke. And then at a time, in one of my quiet moments, it actually occurred to me that, well, to think about it, why not? And so the first person I shared the vision with actually gave me more push than I bargained for. And it was like, you really need to do this. And then with that, it was like bursting the idea, giving back to the idea. And then it kept expanding. I kept checking, okay, what do I need to do this? And I looked at it and felt, well, I do have what it takes to come to table and work with other leaders to take our city to the next level. Even though I acknowledge all the good works that the former leaders and even the current leaders are doing, but if a new fresh idea would also be something that would add value.
We're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to finish our talk with Funky Banjoko, who is the latest to announce their intentions to run for one of the 6 Ward 1 council seats on Wood Buffalo Council.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mixed 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mixed 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, joining me over the phone is Funky Banjoko, who is the 4th person to announce their intentions to run for one of the 6 Ward 1 council seats on Wood Buffalo Council, joining Sandy Bowman, Joseph Mugato, and Jennifer Vardy. I've talked to a few other candidates, and you know, this is also a big priority. You know, we talked a little bit about FIFO and fly-in, fly-out workers. So is it safe to say that, you know, this is your top priority? And do you have a specific, an opinion on FIFO?
Thank you so much for bringing up that question. My perspective is slightly different from my others that are running. My perspective is to look at the root causes. Why are people not living here? So my main message for my campaign is attract and retain people. You know, it's easy for Fort McMurray to attract workers with the pay, but we do not retain people. The retention rate is low, is poor. And so I'm looking for us to work at transforming the city from being a transit city to a place where people live. And you will see the ripple effect of that statement. If people are living here, my profession is supply chain management. Okay, so all I've done since after university is buy contracts or buy materials or buy tools. That's what I do. And supply or demand actually drives supply. But in this case, there's little attention paid to what is lacking. Why are people leaving? And also, when you look at the oil sands and the key players, the stakeholders, it's of better value or greater value economically for them to employ locals. I find that it's one of the fundamental problems is, or the excuse is, that they can't find the local workforce that they need. Fort McMurray needs to do more. The city needs to do more at making sure that we have the workforce that is needed. Tailor the workforce. When new immigrants come, pick them up. Make them Canadian job ready. Do more than the YMCA, the few things like helping them with the resume. But consciously, intentionally, preparing people for the work that is being done in the city.
All right, well, we're practically out of time here, but is there anything else that we didn't have a chance to talk about that you want to share for our listeners?
I feel the right time is now to start building a stronger Fort McMurray. We can't allow this status quo to continue. After the fire, some women, some folks did not come back just because they noticed the difference in living in a city where you have the resources that you need to live comfortably. After the flood, a few other people left. What are we doing? YMCA in Sequoia is closing down. Is the city going to step forward, step up, and do more to enhance the living, to make the living of those who are already here more comfortable? I lived in Chicago, where generations live. Even immigrants, when they get to Chicago, some six generations, they don't live. What is the problem? We need to address those. We need to also encourage the small businesses, and especially as a mother, I am going to run for this council because of those women who are raising their children. They need help with childcare. They are not getting the kind of support that they need. We need to do more. I applaud the current executives, the current councillors, but we need to do more. We need to address the needs of this young mother. Some of them work 10-hour shifts. They need help with daycare. They need the support. The city has to intentionally support the populace for them to live here. And they need to try to retain the workers who are here and do more to make Fort McMurray to transform, but from being a transit place to a place where people actually live and they want to reside here. So those are my messages, and So for me, it is time for a woman to go there. It's time for a working woman. It's time for somebody who has been through the struggle. I raised my two children in this city. I love it here, but we need to do more to retain the population. So that's all I'd like to say.
Once again, that was Funky Banjoko, who is running for Ward 1 in this year's municipal election. If you're looking for more information about Funky or any of the other candidates, all you have to do is head to the Mix News page. We're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're once again going to be hearing from Mayor Don Scott as he gives his thoughts on the province's announcement earlier this week to start easing restrictions.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, before the break, we had a chance to hear from Funky Banjoko, who is the latest person to announce their intention to run for Ward 1 in this year's municipal election. If you're looking for information on any of the candidates, all you have to do is head to the Mix News page. We're going to be hearing again from Mayor Don Scott, as earlier this week we had a chance to chat with him about the province's announcement to start easing restrictions. Technically today, as places of worship can now have up to 15% capacity, a stage one in their easing really gets going on Monday. So Mayor Scott, maybe just to start off, do you agree that this is the right decision at this time?
Absolutely. Albertans are ready, and I think the numbers are headed in the right direction, which is the main thing that we want to see. And the provincial government has access to all the details that, you know, we as municipalities don't see, but I'm very pleased with where the numbers are headed. It's not perfect, of course, but we're certainly headed in the right direction, and I just encourage everyone in our region, please keep it going in the right direction. We definitely want to make sure that we achieve those targets that were set out by the Premier and that we do this.
Now, we heard some questions asked directly to the Premier about whether they should take a regional approach. There are some communities that have been lower when it comes to vaccine numbers, and specifically when it comes to us, our numbers have been quite high. However, I do want to mention that our numbers have been going down, which is definitely good news. Do you think maybe they should take a regional approach and maybe wait a little bit longer on us, or do you think our numbers are going down enough that, you know, by the time everything starts to really get eased, we should be, you know, aligned with the rest of the province?
No, I think at this point we should be aligned with the rest of the province, because there's so much travel between communities and regions during a summer. So if one part of the of Alberta opens up, it's going to impact other parts of Alberta. So I think it makes perfect sense for all of Alberta to be subject to the same rules in these circumstances. And our vaccination numbers, I just want to mention, are probably artificially low on what's being reported with the provincial government, because last night, a few nights ago at the council meeting, what we heard is that the site, so Syncrude Suncor, had vaccinated approximately 8,600 people, and that number is just climbing. So, and those numbers are not included in our totals. So there you go. I think that shows you that we've got a lot higher vaccination rate than what we're given credit for in our region.
Okay, so I just want to clarify. We know that when a positive case happens out in the oil sands and they don't have a home address in the region, they aren't added to the local numbers. But are you saying that even though we do know that there are people who live in town that work at Suncor and Syncrude, they haven't been added to the vaccine numbers because they got it directly at site?
Yeah, that was the question I asked specifically yesterday at, a few days ago at the council meeting, and that's exactly the response that we got, that they were tallied separately. So irrespective, either way, you know, it's good news. Everyone is getting, everyone sees the benefits of vaccines. I realize not everybody can get them for one reason or another, but the vast majority of people are complying with the restrictions and getting the vaccines. But they're available for anyone that wants one. Please get one. Let's meet the targets. You know, that the premier used the word normal a lot, and that's really what I see as the key to what we all want. I'm right there with everybody else wanting normalcy as quickly as possible. So let's do it. Let's get through this. Get your vaccine if you want it, and let's see the other side of this. And you know, for me, it's been a mountaintop climb, and that's how I would describe it, because it's just been an uphill battle. It feels like every time we think we see the summit, the summit's just a little further. But now I think we finally have it in sight.
And I do want to mention that as of Wednesday, the vaccination numbers in Fort McMurray, over 33,000 individuals had gotten at least their first shot. And that you mentioned at the oil sands that are over 8,000 more. So we know that not all of them live in the region, but if even add another 2,000, that's going to definitely add a few percentage points on our vaccine numbers in town.
You know, every person makes a difference, and it's protecting not only yourselves, but the healthcare workers in our region, your friends, your neighbors, your loved ones, seniors. It's going to make the difference. So in the long term, I would encourage everybody, you know, this is something that's going to make a difference. And in the short term, it's going to get us back on the path to normality, which is what everybody wants, I think. I have never met anyone who doesn't want that, and certainly I agree.
Once again, that was Mayor Don Scott sharing his thoughts on the province's announcement to start easing restrictions. Now that's all the time we have for today on Fort McMurray Matters, but make sure to tune into Mix 103.7 every weekday at noon to hear the interviews that matter to you and your community. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio, and this has been Fort McMurray Matters.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode? Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.